Indian culture and bhakti. Some people ask, especially now, we have this phenomenon of Krishna West in America. So people ask, is it really necessary to follow Indian culture and wear a dhoti or sari or shave one's head or apply tilak? The point is, if you want to be a devotee of Krishna, Ram, or Narasimhadev, then you have to act and do what he likes. If you want to be with your Ishtadevata, your worshipful Lord, you have to follow the lifestyle that is liked by that particular form. Jiva Goswami in Sandarbhas makes a distinction between Paramatma and Bhagavan. Paramatma is non-discriminatory and equal to all. He is the controller and regulator of the universe. He is the one who supervises the results of everyone's karma. But Bhagavan, Ram, Krishna, Vishnu, is a personal God. He discriminates between his devotees and non-devotees. Krishna speaks about these two aspects of his discrimination or his prejudice or personal preference in Gita, chapter 9, verse 29. Samoham sarabhuteshu na me dveshosti na priya ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya mai te teshu chapyaham. Krishna says, I am equal to everyone. There is no one detestable or dear to me. But those who worship me with devotion, my devotees, are in me and I am also in them. So in the first half of this verse, Gita 9:29, Samaham Sarabhuteshu, Nadresha Nasya, Krishna speaks about the Paramatma aspect. Equal to all, equal to everyone, no envy, no dear, no one's not dear. In the second half, he talks about the Bhagavan aspect. Most people, when they talk when they talk about God, they talk about the Paramatma aspect. But Bhagavan is beyond the Paramatma. Bhagavan is a specific personal form of God, like Krishna, and he has specific likes and dislikes, some of which are cultural. So if one is a Krishna Bhakta, one doesn't wants to do what pleases Krishna. If you're not born in Indian culture, you may think that these likes are Indian, which is not quite true. When Krishna came to this world, he appeared on earth in North India, but it wasn't called India at that time. According to Puranas, the entire Earth planet was known as Bharatvarsha, which was the official name India. Some of what you may think of as Indian was common to all the old cultures of the world. For example, in Greece, Egypt, Israel, these cultures all had simple dress, just a plain cloth wrapped around the body. What is the essence of bhakti? The essence of bhakti is a change of heart and turning one's awareness towards Krishna, Bhagavan, and having no other desire except to act in a pleasing manner to Bhagavan and to things and people related to Krishna. Wearing a dhoti or sari or shaving one's head is not part of bhakti. Obviously, one cannot attain Krishna simply by wearing a specific dress or adopting particular aspects of Indian culture. But to bring about a change of heart is not an easy thing. So some recommendations are given to change one's external looks and behavior. Applying tilak on the body is counted as activity of bhakti. The most important limits of bhakti are surrendering to guru, learning shastra from guru, taking diksha, doing service, and following the footsteps of devotee. So the important step in devotion or bhakti is to have a guru and to follow the guru's instructions. Otherwise, you're not going to argue over trivial matters like sari or dhoti or tilak, etc. Someone asked a question. I don't see how external dress limits our devotional seva. How scientific the answer. There's two sides of our brain. One is logical and the other is emotional. We make decisions on the basis of both sides of the brain. What's logical, what's emotional. Between these two types of decision-making processes, rational and emotional decisions, the emotional decisions dominate. Love is not rational. We are trying to follow the path of love, bhakti, Krishna bhakti. So we should not expect everything to be rational. If you love someone like Krishna or Guru, then you do what is pleasing to that person and avoid what irritates him or her. If your lover prefers that you don't wear red clothing, then you don't do it. You don't ask your lover, what is the scientific basis, what is the logic, reason, rationale of your dislike or dislike of red color? That's not the important thing. The important thing is pleasing your beloved. So if you really love the person, then you avoid wearing red clothing. Jai Jai Shri Radhesha. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe.